This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jennifer and Kara and our friends in China who will take note of several things going on there right now. Okay, we're all listening, Kara.
She did it!
She knows what's
good. It's a Christmas miracle. Is this song really offensive?
Not to me.
No, well, I'm asking the ladies.
Is this offensive?
Yeah.
I'm not Chinese, but I don't know. I might not like it if I was Chinese.
Why? You got no sense of humor?
Well, whatever. I'm not going to get into this.
No!
Victoria has a sense of humor. I'm just wondering if it's really like, I don't know. Who did this again? This is, what's his name?
This is Eric Idle.
Right.
From one of the funniest
Python,
groups
yeah.
in the world, the history of the world. Part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
yeah.
10,
I mean,
11,
I love all of the Monty Python movies, and I love all the guys, and the humor is hilarious. But out of context, yeah, it would probably, if you said this is Monty Python, then it wipes away
yeah.
all offensiveness.
Right,
but if you
go.
Don't say it's Monty Python, then I don't, I yeah.
All right, let's see if we can offend some of the Chinese who are listening right now. China, well, that's right, this keeps going, doesn't it? Yeah. China says
doing the soft shoe.
Yeah, right. Are going to start their own space race. Their fast-growing space program targeting a landing on the dark side of the moon by 2018. How dare they? The moon belongs to us, doesn't it? Isn't there an American flag somewhere on the moon?
I thought there was, right?
That was all a soundstage in Hollywood.
Oh, come on. Right. OJ and that guy.
Remember
yes.
that? Come on.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that. Anyway, so the space agency in China had a press conference yesterday to mark the release of a policy paper outlining their goals for exploring deep space. The chief of the National Space Agency in China is Wu Yanghua. And Wu said that this is a very important step for us because we want to get to Mars by 2020. So we got to go, how are they going to get to Mars by 2020 if they only get to the moon by 2018? And why are we really doing it? I mean, under the circumstances, you got the Chinese doing it, Americans doing it, the European Space Agency is doing it, the Japanese are doing it, the Russians are doing it. Why? Why? Can you imagine the amount of money that we're all spending individually to do the same thing? Why can't we just get together? The Israelis are doing it, too.
It's a race, Dougie. I mean, this is, you know, this is pride. Come on.
Yeah, but it's expensive pride under the circumstance. And I'm looking at a picture of where they launch from. It looks like a scene from a James Bond movie. You know, then usually in the older James Bond movies, the Chinese were always the bad guys anyway. And they had things coming out of mountains. This is what they're, this looked their launch place. But they want to go to Mars. Under the circumstances, you know, they think right now, and I'm completely serious about this, that they have got the world by a tail. But as soon as there is a serious hiccup again, and where the hiccup in finances or the economy will come, will start there, actually, because their economy is slowing down. They do have an unemployment problem now. Because they have lots of cash, but they don't have deep roots. So in America, we don't have a lot of cash. We borrowed it from them, but we have deep roots. So we can survive much better than probably any other planet, I mean, any other country on the planet. So, and I'm not wishing this on them. I have no reason to. I just think that they are spending so much money on things like this that someday they're going to say, wait a minute, why do we spend all that money? We don't have any more. You know, it's the same sort of practical side as all of us who make money and hopefully be responsible with it, but some people aren't. It's all gone, and then where do you go? I think that that's what's going to happen to the Chinese as they continue to do this sort of thing. Also from China, prosecutors yesterday telling three Chinese citizens who apparently hacked into U.S. law firms, used the information to make illegal stock market trades. You see the story about these three? Charged with things like insider trading and fraud. Started a couple of years ago, and these guys hacked into the email accounts of lawyers who helped various companies with major business deals, including one that involved Intel. They traded these three on the information, and they made about $4 or $5 million. So, but see, I don't get how you go backward. These guys were hackers. So how do you hack the hackers to find out who they are? Ever thought about that? They have to go back and find IP addresses.
Well, I think
and stuff.
That well, they have digital traces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They leave a footprint or a fingerprint.
Really?
Yeah.
A fingerprint?
Yeah.
You sure it's not a footprint?
Might be.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's a print of some kind. An
some
identifying
sort of
marker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
I thought that that was fairly interesting. As long as we're in that neck of the woods, Korean Air yesterday announced that they are going to start a new policy as of the first of the year. Korean Air, obviously serving the Far East, Korean Air, Japan, and into Hawaii, west coast of America, a lot of flights. If you're bad on one of their flights, starting the first of the year, flight attendants have tasers, and if you don't act
awesome.
What you don't do what you're supposed to on board, they're going to give it to you.
I mean, is this a good idea?
No, but it's awesome. Can you imagine? Remember that flight attendant that went nuts? And God love them. I mean, who wouldn't? After being, people for some reason are at their worst when they travel. They're just angry and mad. And
I mean, think about it for a second. Any place the Korean airline goes, other than right around in the Asian circle, they fly to London or they fly to New York or fly to, well, that's a 14-hour ride. You
people
can go a little nuts on an airplane.
Oh, yeah. But remember that flight attendant who just was like, forget it, I'm out of here, and he pulled the emergency slide, grabbed a beer, and slid down, and got out of there? If this happens, they have tasers in their hands. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. We've decided to improve our conditions and procedures on using taser guns to cope with possible violent acts and possible disturbances on board. We want to be fast and efficient. Anyway.
Just wait till they zap somebody with a heart condition, and then that'll be the end of the tasers on board. So that's not good.
On December 20th, Richard Marx, the music star, stepped in to help a passenger on a Korean Air. Well, it was one of the cabin crew, I think, right? Trying to get at a physically aggressive passenger. So how much easier would it have been if they were equipped with tasers to and get them. And so that's what happens there.
Are you thinking about going into the flight attendant? Sexually excited with that noise.
I know, right?
The last 10 days, I've had at least two 11-hour plane rides, and I had a 5.5-hour plane ride last night. Was the biggest fiasco. Excuse me. You've heard me decry American Airlines plenty in the last couple of years since the U.S. Air and those clowns, Doug Parker and the other guys, have taken over American and made a mess of it. So yesterday I'm flying from Miami to Los Angeles, and Meredith drops me at the airport, and I go in and I'm supposed to be, I had an email, says I was upgraded. So I go in and expect to, I went to the counter because I was near a printer and asked the lady to please give me my boarding pass. So she gave me my boarding pass. I look at it, says 20E. Well, I know the plane well enough to know there aren't 20 rows of
you don't even
class.
Have to know the plane. Usually when you've got a 2 before the number, you're not getting upgraded. Yeah,
got a problem. So I said, well, I just got a notice here. Look at my, I showed her the email that came from American Airlines saying I'd been upgraded. Congratulations! And she said, well, we had a little problem. The flight was supposed to be on a 777-300, but the plane has a mechanical, so now we're using a 777-200 and has 40 less seats. So I looked at her.
So 39 people were more important than you?
Well, no, it wasn't that. They just had to dump. They had to figure out who to dump. So they were giving people $500 vouchers to get off the plane. And it wasn't so much that. It was the way it was handled. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, okay, we understand. They're mechanical problems. And so you understand that's what happens. Everybody's got a problem like that. But it isn't that they have the problem. It's how they handle the problem.
Right.
So you had to play coach, Dougie?
Say again?
You had to play coach?
Don't put it like that.
Were you okay?
I hadn't. Thank you. Yeah, I was fine. What I had was a middle
seat. Where do we send the gift basket? I don't know. I'm concerned now.
So
wait, a middle seat in
when
coach?
These guys get done taking, you know, yanking.
And you're in a
chain,
good mood?
I am in a good mood because...
Did someone pop a Xanax in your drink?
I know. No. Here's what happened. This is how they handled it so badly. On the plane, on the ground, it was a mess. And so I walked on the plane. I thought, okay, let's see what I can arrange here. So I look around when I get into the cabin, and there's a mother with a crying baby who's sitting. The baby's on the edge. And I said to her, man, would you rather sit somewhere else where the baby
like
isn't going to bother so many people?
Middle seat?
20E?
Yeah. Right. So she said, you know, right. So I moved somebody else that was in an aisle seat. I was very nice and said, why don't you let this lady sit here with her baby? Yep. And so there was another guy going on. He was flying to L.A. and then on to Sydney, Australia, and he wanted a window seat. And so I was going to sit in the window seat, and I don't like window seats. Man, I get claustrophobic, even in a big plane. Don't like them at all. So I said to him, because they were all around, they were watching me, because they were, there's nothing worse than a crying baby on a flight. Nothing makes people crazier. And I've been on enough flights to know that everybody around him was just wanting to strangle this. It's not the baby's fault, for God's sakes. Anyway, after I sort of engineered that, I got this other guy moved around, and the bottom line is I ended up sitting on an island. It was fine, and I watched 4 episodes of Billions and was a happy camper.
Okay, so you actually are an in-flight negotiator. You were able to negotiate yourself out of a middle seat.
Yep.
And he survived, coach.
Right, well,
how did you get someone to sit in a middle seat?
The baby needed protection. The way that she was sitting and where she was sitting, the baby was all over the place. This was sort of an isolated situation where she could put the baby in the seat on the
at the window?
Bulkhead. No, the bulkhead. Where there's a changing table. Places, you know, it's much better to have a baby on a
seat. So did the woman have 2 tickets or 1 ticket?
She had 2 tickets.
And you had 1 ticket.
I had 1 ticket. Yeah,
so, I see where Jen's going here. The math isn't really adding up.
No, they had that did such a bad job, but there's actually an extra seat left over. They'd taken too many people off the plane.
Oh. Okay.
So at the end of the day, they had an extra seat. So I just said to the lady, aren't you sitting in that seat over there? Because the door is closed, and I know there's nobody else getting on the plane. There's an empty seat. Why don't you sit up there in that bulkhead? You got all that room?
Yeah. See, now, if you had negotiated to have someone move from first class into coach, then I would have been impressed.
I'm impressed. He negotiated a woman with 2 seats into 1 middle seat.
So
that's what impresses me.
Anyway, but I still had a ride, and on a 777.
Here's some ice for those Eskimos, sir. Go sell.
20 after the hour. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at kohls.com for details.
There are 2 kinds of people in us. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In my experience, because I was a country disc jockey first in my rather wobbly career as a radio personality. 53 years ago, I started on the Double T Roundup, Victoria and Kara. That was the name of the show that I did.
What does that mean?
Double T Roundup?
Yeah.
WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio, call letters. And so there were a lot of double T's there. My job was to play from 6 until 10 at night all the great country tunes of the era. So when I got hired by the boss at $1.85 an hour, he said to me, "Son, how much do you know about country music?" And I looked at him, I said, "I don't know a lot. I'm a big fan of country music." I didn't know anything about country music, but I figured if I was going to get the job, I'd
learn. Make it till you make it. Yep.
Yeah, and you did. So I did. And I did fake it till I made it. But then I got to like the music. And one of my favorite performers was Country Charlie Pride, who was one of the few black singers in the world of country music.
I think he was like the first to ever make it on the charts, right?
Yeah, right, yep. So he's all set for a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, though. He's going to be honored by the Recording Academy with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which he richly deserves, in my opinion. He's got Grammys 3 times. He was in the Grand Ole Opry first in the 60s. That was the first black person to become a member of the Opry in 93. And so when he gets inducted, there will be a bunch of other early artists, legendary artists. And they're not really, well, these people are all being inducted this year, I think, right? Shirley Caesar and Ahmad Jamal, who is a wonderful pianist. If you've never heard Ahmad Jamal, he used to play his music, actually, when I was in the Easy Listening Station. Jimmy Rogers, who's a really, really good pop singer from that same era that Bobby B was from. Honeycomb, Won't You Be My Baby. There it is. Honeycomb, Won't You Be My Baby.
Life, and it's kind of funny how the Lord made the bee, and the bee made the honey, and the honey bee.
I love those boppers in the background. Jordan
and
is working with
it a honeycomb, and they roam the world, and they gathered all the love of the honeycomb in the one sweet ball, and the honeycomb from a million jars.
made my baby's lips so honeycomb.
All right, let's see who else is being inducted. Nina Simone, fabulous.
She's my girl. I
oh, my God,
Nina
is she a
Simone.
Fabulous singer. Lovely. Yeah, this is this, if you get to see the movie Fences, Victoria, you'll know why I thought, or I'm saying to you, this song might be good in that movie.
I know what you mean, the tone of it. Yeah, I get it.
Sly Stone, man, there's a guy. He was doped up all the time, and did he make fabulous music? He was drugged out all the time, not just some of the time. All the time.
Is he still alive?
I think he died last year.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood. Let's see here. What do we got her doing? He's like a
curse. He's like a joke. Oh, I think that's because I think we've got Carrie Underwood queued up because Charlie Pride was talking about how because he's old country.
Yes.
Then Carrie Underwood often
new country.
Yeah, and she's new country, and a lot of people kind of tend to go, oh, well, old country is way better. Yeah. He said he's not one of the people who believes that because, you know, he said there's sort of... you are politically correct, Dougie.
Yeah, right. All right, Loretta Lynn, also in the musical news today, headlining the Americana Spring Celebration. Here's another one of those songs that I'm talking about from the 60s that was in the pop culture, the culture of country music then. Loretta Lynn, Margo Price, and the Milk Carton Kids headlining the 7th annual Americana Spring Celebration, a 3-night concert at the Blackberry Farm Resort in Wallen, Tennessee. That'll be a good take. I wouldn't mind going to that myself, actually. She's a trailblazer.
She's got it, though.
Still got it. 28 after.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data talk and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Third through fifth lines free until 1/31/18. After that, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within two invoices requires new lines of service with one ported line. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Day-to-day prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. you be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
DJ The Experience, Doug Steph and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, for our, last, how many days we got left here? 2 days, and then the year is over, it's done, it's kaput. We have a new look, a new feel. Things will be fabulous in 2017. We'll have lots of stories like this. Listen up. Those of you listening in Alaska, you probably heard this story already. And this is something that I guess when we look back at this past year, and you've heard me say, not going there, not going to do this, not talking about what happened this past year, because it's really kind of a non-starter. But for frame of reference purposes, the police and citizen problems around the United States, when you hear a story like I'm about to lay in your head, it puts the other stuff into perspective. Frankly, Anchorage, Alaska is the capital city of that state, and apparently the police there are spearheading a campaign to turn this year into a community-wide year of kindness. That sounds good right off the bat, doesn't it?
Love that.
A community year of kindness.
We all need it.
Yeah, we sure do. In Juneau, police are going to kick off the campaign with public potluck dinners starting New Year's Eve and then again New Year's Day to encourage locals to commit daily acts of kindness and reach out every week to individuals outside the usual circles who are in need of help. So what they've done is organize groups of business people and government agencies and others who are going to each week of the year sponsor this potluck supper in Juneau and bring in, there's a lot of people, local, there's a prison there, bring in some of the prisoners. I don't know how you do that, but it sounds like a lofty goal. Why not? But they say they want to measure the impact of kindness on people who have committed crime, let's say, or people who have had problems and are homeless. You know, those are the kind of folks that you want to help at this time of year. And they just say up there they want to do it all year long. They've been doing it the month of December. And how many places have replicated that? I don't know where you're in the mid you're in the mid-central zone, Kara, in Washington. Have you seen any examples of this sort of thing happening? And then, Victoria, you're in New York. So I'm sure there are certain places you can go around the city where you can find, whether maybe it's senior homes or places where care packages would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people we've talked about this year who in no small way have paid for strangers' meals. Didn't we talk yesterday about somebody who picked up a tab for...
Oh, no,
gave the
woman.
$900, and then there's a big tip given. I mean, these sort of stories happen all the time, but they seem to be more impactful at this time of year.
Yeah, I haven't seen any organized stories of, you know, like big groups, but there are always charities or different food banks and stuff in the areas that around this time of year, especially, they're going out and providing food for homeless people or taking it to elderly people and doing that kind of work.
Yeah.
But...
And it's cool. It's a very important thing to do. And I just want to, I mean, even though it sort of falls on deaf ears, I tell those stories and I hope that it maybe will inspire some people to do something like that in your neck of the woods.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of times people think that, you know, something is beyond their reach or that they can't do anything. And I think spreading stories like this where you show that, well, yeah, as a normal person, you can go out and do this and affect people and make change. I feel like that's good for people to hear because then they can, you know, become inspired and go out and do the same thing.
Well, right. You know what it does, Kara, excuse me for a second, Victoria. What it does is sort of bring people around to being present. You know that mm-hmm. expression that you hear a lot, being fully present in the moment and, you know, think about something other than yourself. It's very easy for us all to get stuck in our own stuff. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not. But I think people who have integrity and pay attention to things that are going on around them can have a powerful experience by giving a little bit. And that's what this part of the psyche of this time of the year is, I think, very invigorating. I can hear myself today being invigorated, whether it's because I like being in this new studio at the CRN facility in Los Angeles. I like being in Los Angeles, period. I'm going to spend the day with my children. I haven't had any sleep. Whatever it is, I just am buzzed about being here. And in this mood, I am more interested in giving than I normally am. And I don't mean this to sound like a jerk. I'm a fairly giving person. I like to help people. I think that's why we're here. You hear me say that thousands of times. All of us are here on this planet as human beings to help. That's why we're here. We're here to help. And so if you can help in a task where as you help people, you're doing something that you enjoy, it's a win-win. You do something you like. You help people. I mean, I think in a sense that's what this work is about. Yeah, we're all being paid to be here, but I think you can do it the good way, the right way, or you can... You know, kind of be a jerkleburger on the air. That's not really, I don't want to be a jerkleburger on the air. I want to sort of make people feel better. And that's why Victoria's here and Kara's here and Jennifer, because they have a good sense of that. And maybe you're developing it a little bit more. But I think the next time you find yourself engaged in some activity that brings you away from who you really are, and most of you are really good, solid people, you may want to take a moment to notice how you're feeling as you get off your normal wheel. I mean, we all get angry about stuff. We all get annoyed. Yesterday I was a bear when I was getting on that plane. And then I turned it around and worked it out so that everybody was happy on the plane. And, you know, that's, why would you want to spend, I wouldn't want to spend 5.5 hours riding in a plane and being angry. Would you?
Well, yeah, I think that's where we all have that conscious decision to make where you get angry. And that's, I mean, the difference between people who have road rage and people who just, okay, like when someone cuts you off, everyone gets a little angry. And then
you put your hand out and say, pick a finger and wave to them as you go.
Yeah, and so you make the conscious decision. You might do one thing or you might, you know, I yell in my car and I get angry for a minute and then you move on and you don't, you know, try and get someone to pull over and beat them up on the side of the road. You make the decision that, okay, it's better for you to not be angry. Because I feel like that impacts you more in the long run.
It doesn't hurt you.
If you're angry. So.
Remember, I probably have told you this story. I don't know whether I've told it, but I don't know if I told it to you. I remember one day, and I bet you this was 20, if McFadden were here, he'd tell you, I think it was 20 years ago. Some guy called Jerry, we used to call him Jerry the Jerk Caller. He called, and he would rip me apart. He'd listen and say, I'm never going to listen again. And he'd get really super angry. And this, I think it was when Bill Clinton was president. I do remember that. And I had said something. You know, I don't like any of them. So I'm an equal opportunity banger and clanger when it comes to most of the politicians around. So I had taken a shot at Clinton for something. I don't remember what it was. And he called and he said, rah, 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 you're a real lesbian. And he was fuming. He was yelling and screaming at me. And I said to him, because he wanted to take his anger out on me. And I didn't get angry at him. I just let him go. And sometimes people bait me, and I do fall into that trap, or I used to. I don't much anymore. But every once in a while, somebody would call, and they'd get me, and I'd get going with them. This guy just let him go on and on and on. And I said to him afterwards, he wanted to hurt me. He was calling me names and all kinds of stuff. And I said, okay, sir, after 3 or 4 minutes of that, I said, that was very entertaining. How do you feel? He says, I'm really angry. And he starts at it again.
Oh, no.
I said, sir, do you know what you're doing to yourself by being this angry? You're angry at me, but I'm not hurt. I don't mind that you're angry at me. You can be as angry at me as you want to, but because it doesn't hurt me, I don't care whether you're angry at me or not.
Right.
But think about what it's doing to you. Your blood pressure goes through the roof. I said, describe your physical being to me. He says, I weigh 300 pounds and I'm 6'2". I said, you're 100 pounds overweight.
Oh!
What business is that of yours? Then he went,
oh, my God.
I said, you're going to have a heart attack. And it's because you're angry at me. You don't hear me getting angry at you. I'm fine. No, you're not either. You're a terrible host and I'm going to... So anyway, I just remember that. And
oh, my God.
But from that point on, anybody angry would say to him, what are you doing to yourself? Because anger doesn't usually have any impact on anyone except you.
Right. That's
right?
True. That's really true. Yeah. It's very
true. People don't pay attention to most of that stuff.
No, people are too selfish.
Hey.
People are too in their own world. They're not that concerned about you.
No. All right. Speaking of blood pressure... Let's spend a minute talking about Superbeats and the opportunity for 2017 to really get started in a program that'll take you away from the fake energy of caffeine and coffee and then give you a pickup at the same time. Now, I know my pal Meredith drinks a couple of cups of coffee, but much less than she used to because she has Superbeats at least once a day. You can replace your daily coffee with a glass of Superbeats. It is very easy. And unlike coffee, Superbeats is a functionally positive food that will help the circulation in your body bring blood to every single nook and cranny in your body. And thus, your blood pressure goes down because the arteries are opened. And you can say, "What? How does a beet do that?" Beets are loaded with nitric oxide, the third most important gas in your body beside hydrogen and oxygen, which is water and whatever, carbon dioxide. But anyway, the point here is that with this program, and you take a teaspoon of these powdered beets, put them in a glass of water or a smoothie or something, drink it, it really does because it opens up your arteries, gets the muscles and your brain and the rest of your body all functioning super well. Now, this is a way for you, if you want to have a serious New Year's resolution that you can stick to, then make a decision to get your blood pressure where it needs to be, what makes you healthy, and get real energy, honest-to-goodness energy, not phony baloney energy. Superbeets, also packed with electrolytes and antioxidants. Mix it up every day. Have Superbeets at some point in time. It doesn't taste like beets or vegetables. Beets taste awful.
No, get the black cherry. Yeah, I just had the black cherry this morning.
Right.
It's so funny, Doug. I thought about you on Friday afternoon thinking about Super Beets. I was standing online at CVS, and the line was wrapped around the store, and I was getting last-minute wrapping paper.
Sure.
And this guy who was like kind of agitated came in, and he said to someone in front of me, do you know if they have the five-hour energy bottles? And the guy said, I don't know. I don't know where that would be. And the guy asked like two or three other people, and he went up and he asked the person, you know, at the register, do you guys carry those five-hour energy things? And I never, as a New Yorker, I never talk to strangers.
I said to him,
hey, dude, I go, there's a GNC across the street. Go buy Super Beets. You will never need to do the five-hour energy thing ever again. And he looked at me. He's like, Super Beets? I go, yeah, like the vegetable, beets, B-E-E-T. And he go, go across the street and buy some. Trust me. I said, I don't even drink coffee anymore. You'll never need this. He's like, and he took a minute and he calmed down. He was like, wow, all right, thanks. I'm actually going to go try that. And I stood there in line for another 10 minutes and I watched him go into the store across the street. He came out and had some Super Beets. I was like, wow, okay, it worked. But yeah, I mean, it is really, really great. You know, I haven't had coffee in, I don't know, 10 or 11 months now, and I just have my Super Beets every morning.
Good for you.
But it's
all right,
the best.
Well, there it is. Another person is using these things well, and the word of mouth on Super Beets is really cool because people know it works and they tell other people about it. And so then they call 800-655-4183 to get in on the program. You order a 3-month supply, get another month free first time around. Plus the book Beat the Odds, 800-655-4183. What Meredith always reminds me of is the going to the website and seeing more information that you can use to understand how they work. Doug Likes Beets, all one word, DougLikesBeets.com. That's a good place for you to go to read and understand more about how this powerful, really wonderful product works. Order them now at DougLikesBeets.com.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays, so it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
And this slogan has become world famous, hasn't it? 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com for a free rate quote. It's GEICO.com. That's what happens. 15 minutes could save you 15%. That is a slogan that everybody knows. As soon as you say that, they know you're talking about GEICO, right? So that's the story. I like to be with the pack talking about GEICO. It is 10 before the hour here with DJ V.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Again today, the music from Star Wars in honor of the passing of Carrie Fisher. Chuck Curry is here. He is our movie moments guy. Didn't you tell me yesterday that just before she went to England, or I would have thought, because they shoot most of Star Wars in England anyway, that she would have been there before she was on this tour promoting her book around Europe, wouldn't you? I mean, I think these scenes that she's in, and she's going to be a heavy part of this next Star Wars movie that'll come out next Christmas.
Right.
She got all of her scenes, everything done. They've pretty much done all of the filming, and now they have to do the CGI effects stuff, and that takes them a year to do, right?
Yeah, post-production. I mean, the question is, I mean, it's a valid question because, I mean, her legacy is so intertwined with the Star Wars franchise that what is Disney and the producers, director going to do for episode 9, which he would have a prominent presence in that film? Will they CGI her? They're not going to recast her. I mean, some people threw that up in the, you know, believe it or not, some people have advocated casting Stevie Nicks because he has a similar look to Carrie Fisher. But I would be shocked if they did that. I don't see that going that route. I think they're going to rewrite the script. She'll have a lot less screen time and probably CGI the character than recast. But I what do I know?
Really?
Aren't you supposed to be our expert?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that for a second. Yeah. You know, here's one thing that of interest. I didn't realize. You know, when she did the original Star Wars back in 1977, she was only 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Why wouldn't they leave the bulk of it in, whatever she did, leave it in as part of the story, and then at the end, like they did with...
Well, they are. I would assume they're going to leave all of it in. The question is, where do you go in the next installment, which has probably not even been written in full, or you know, obviously not filmed. That's the big question for the franchise.
Mm-hmm. I have a quick question, Chucker. Who's writing the new ones? Because George Lucas wrote all the original ones, right?
He had a lot of writing talent that wrote. Lucas primarily produced the original trilogy, and then he directed the prequels, which had not been well received. I mean, they're mediocre. The prequels. All the stuff going forward is all Disney controlled.
Mediocre for Star Wars is they only made $250 million or something instead of $500 million.
Yeah. I guess I'm new to the Star Wars franchise, so I had always just I thought that that was George
Lucas's baby. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I feel very welcome. I always thought that George Lucas
wrote them. About this at all. She is not interested at all in Star
Wars. Really?
Yep, not at all. So I'll go see why I'm here in California. Rogue One probably.
You know, I think. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. The Star Wars movies now are the only true collective experience I think moviegoers have left. I mean, everything else is, you know, I don't think people care where they watch movies, whether it's, you know, on their TV or their iPhone.
Yeah, seeing Star Wars on a big screen, yep.
With a crowd and, you know, people discussing what they saw after the movie was over, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. All right, stand by for a moment. Chucker's got some stories about Denzel Washington because today is his birthday. It's up next here.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Did I do my review of Fences yesterday or we'd run out of time?
Oh, no, you did.
I did. Yeah. All right. So.
Well, anyway, Denzel Washington is 62 years old today. In my opinion, one of the greatest actors of all time. He started on the TV show St. Elsewhere. A lot of people forget that. Remember that medical show?
Right.
That was in the 80s. And then
Harmon was on that too, wasn't he?
Who?
Harmon. Wasn't Harmon in that show?
Mark Harmon was on that show also.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, pretty good show.
Yeah,
but Denzel Washington, Glory, Training Day, Malcolm X, Philadelphia, Crimson Tide. I love that film. John Q, Equalizer.
I liked him on the railroad. That railroad.
Unstoppable.
Railroad. Yeah, that was a good flick, actually. Well, thank you for calling that to our attention. Chuck Curry, Movie Man.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.